Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank God July's got 31 days in it. It's 98.9 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. I'm excited because, like, it just seems like it makes it last longer. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's 98.9 to Buzz. Hi. Thursday morning here, we're looking at 68 degrees. Scott Pisano and Sandy Waters.
I thought
Don't listen. I'm not in no mood today to latch on a stumble of a word.
I was just going to say, I thought it was Friday, too.
No, this is Thursday. This is live audience Thursday.
I know, but I thought today it was like, okay, it's Friday. I'm almost Thursday. So I was going to just, God.
Oh, I thought you were going to launch into me like messing up a word already. Because you
I'm walking on eggshells. We're all walking on eggshells today.
That's right, because the eggshells are coming out of my ass this morning.
You don't have to be mean.
I'm not mean. I'm just hungry. We'll get into it in just a few minutes.
Oh, you're hangry.
Hey, listen to this. Finally, some relief. We need this rain. We got some rain coming on downtown right now. We got more north of the thruway periods of light rain and then moderate rain south. It's much needed for the crops and your neighbor's lawn. And,
I went for a walk yesterday, and I'm like, wow, this is a really pretty golden color. And there's, out of my entire neighborhood, and my neighborhood's pretty big, mm-hmm. 3 yards are green.
Really?
3. That's it.
Do they have irrigation systems that sprinkle from the inside?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, I did see one of the neighbors had the sprinkler going out.
Mm-hmm.
The other neighbor, I don't know what he does. His lawn looks like a golf course.
Really?
And, yeah. My next door neighbor has an irrigation system.
Really?
But I'm like, for those 3 people who have the green lawn.
Uh-huh.
Do they hate the rest of us, or do they feel like they must be pulling into the neighborhood, driving to their house, thinking, I'm better than you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, with that, if you don't have your own, like, automated watering system, it's a chore. It's an extra chore.
What is it in your neighborhood? How many gold versus green?
We got about
Greece
half
Olympia.
And half. Half and half. green and gold. No, we got about half and half. My across-the-street neighbor doesn't, but next door to him, he does. Well, because the next door to him is retired. The guy next to me has got an irrigation system, so that's
how
automatic.
How about you?
I've been trying to keep up, yeah.
So you're one of the greens? Ish?
Lime green, maybe? not deep hunter green. Yeah. See, I mulch, so therefore I have dead grass down in mm-hmm. instead of bag it where I have to take it out and throw it away. When that dead grass settles in, it's better for, you know, the lawn because it's organic and it, you know, breaks down and feeds itself. So there's still this hint of like gold underneath everything.
Mm.
So I don't know. I'm too lazy to bag it.
That's okay. Just don't walk barefoot on my grass. You'll cut yourself.
Oh, really? That bad, huh?
Oh, it's so bad.
Really?
So bad. But I told you, the rest of the neighborhood is too, so except for the three show-offs. So that's fine.
Nice.
I just like to fit in. I don't want to be different. I don't want to make people feel bad about themselves. Those three people, I'm calling you out right now. You're making everybody feel bad.
How dare you have enough time to water your yard?
Yeah, that's actually kind of rude. That should be a jerker justified show off.
Hey, it's only going to get up to like where it is now, 68 or 70, 72 degrees, and that's about it. If we get rid of today, lots of sun, 76 for Friday, and absolute straightforward, perfect day, like 80-something for Saturday, and it's just going to be a great weekend. So we're back to it. Let's give Mother Nature a chance to water our grass for us so we don't have to.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Live audience Thursday today. People are coming in around 8 o'clock. Nick and Carter. It's the father-son duet. Dad always jerker justifies with us.
Yeah, normally during the 8 o'clock hour with Live Audience Thursday, we play Keep It PG. And I felt very uncomfortable last night writing up the Keep It PG. So I'm going to do a switcheroony.
Well, we have a minor coming in.
I mean, Carter is how old? He's like 8.
He's a major minor.
Right? Is he? No, wait, 10? Carter, are you listening right now? How old are you?
Okay.
Oh, God,
I didn't hear anything back. Oh.
Anyhow, so he's too young for Keep It PG. We're already doing shots at 8. Let's just, you know. So we're going to play a fun game in the 8 o'clock hour. Yeah. You have to decide which one of us is actually telling the truth, mm-hmm. and you can win tickets.
That's right. I got tickets to the Prince Experience at Del Lago, which is a great cover band, and Train is coming to CMAQ. It's all here on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Good morning.
98.9 The Buzz.
10:45, baby. I'm on the table. And some people would say it's the prep.
It's the worst part, yeah.
It's the worst part where you know.
I would say. Do you agree?
No.
What's the worst part?
Or the worst part is like the bathroom runs that every 15 minutes.
Oh, no, yeah, right.
Or the worst part would be maybe like having to gulp down that Gatorade giant bottle of Miralax every 15 minutes.
Blah!
For hours?
Okay.
But no. Yeah.
What's the worst part?
For me, it's I'm starving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that has to be the worst part.
And if anyone's ever had a colonoscopy before 818-2899, what's the only thing on your mind is where am I going to go eat afterward? Because that's me. My wife is like, Jill's like, I'll take you wherever you want to go. You want to go get a big steak? Last time we went to, I don't remember where it was. Dairy Queen or something like that. I'm like, I don't remember. Let's go.
And you said she wasn't even being polite about eating in front of you.
No, but she didn't realize. I'm like, babe, you're killing me. So, I'm trying.
Wow, this is so delicious.
Making a ham and cheese sandwich. Do you want right
dinner?
In front of me.
Oh, you can't have dinner.
Right.
Okay, I'll have yours.
Yeah, she was. She walked in. Ellie was just finishing eating my 6-year-old, and you know it was a wonderful gourmet meal of chicken nuggets and corn. And you know, Ellie never quite finishes everything. So there's an extra nugget. She picks it up. She picks it up. Going, I'm like, oh, you're killing me.
Even those dino nuggets looked appetizing.
Absolutely.
And core.
Your sad refrigerator. When you open it up, you're like, oh, look at all these greasy Ziplocs full of leftovers. It looks so good.
I know. And the corn is, like, you cannot have corn.
No,
the
God,
doctor
no.
does not want you having corn.
No, corn's not good. Corn's not good when they're
now,
looking in your butt.
We have our high school intern with us, Jillian.
Yeah, who's mortified right now.
Who just walked in and is like, oh, geez, I got to hang out with these two again. Colonoscopies. This is what we talk about, Jillian.
Well, you know, I mean.
It's what you have to do.
It is. And some people have to do it in their 30s.
Yeah, depending on your genetics.
You're right, exactly. So, yeah, there you go.
But there you go. So when your teacher says, what did you learn? What did you guys talk about? You could be like, well, you know. Scott's butt problems.
I don't have problems. I'm just, you know, there's nothing wrong down there.
Are you going to, well, you don't know.
No.
The test,
are you wishing that on me? Are you
no,
putting the lock
my
on me?
God, don't do that. But. Are you done with the whole cleaning out? That all happened last night. Did you get any sleep last night?
No.
Yeah, you didn't get any sleep.
Every 40 minutes
or so. Yeah, that was terrible.
I'm like, well, maybe I'll just clinch a little, just hold on, and just try to. And,
so what are we doing today?
It kept me awake, so I couldn't. What?
What are we doing? No, you can't clinch. Oh, God.
Well, you can't clinch and sleep at the same time.
You don't got those kind of muscles. What are we doing? Are we good today, though, or are you going to be rushing out of the studio and make conversation? You cleaned? You think?
Oh, during the show, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll be running. I've had to run twice so far.
Oh, jeez. Oh, right. God.
Congratulations for not learning the new equipment.
Yeah, I don't want to learn it.
We're having dead air today, and if you don't know what to do, it's all yours. I'm just going to throw it at you.
It's pretty self-explanatory, I'm sure. Yeah. Push the button. It says next.
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah, exactly.
If you can do it, anyone can do it.
That's true. The learning curve is very low. Of course, I said 47, 8 years. I'm still trying to figure it out.
The Buzz.
Dan and Sandy here. Good morning, Thursday. How are you today? Totally different. Finally, just a little bit of relief. We need the rain, a little bit of rain, light rain north, south, a little bit more here today. Pretty much day on you know, on and off, about 72 degrees for the high. Got a little light sprinkle downtown here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, are you ready? Mm-hmm. When I saw this headline, I was like, oh, I'm hooked. This hooked me. I'm a psychologist who studies couples. People in the happiest relationships do 5 things during weekdays that most neglect.
Weekday? During weekdays?
I guess it's just during. You get time off from your spouse, partner, whatever, on the weekends.
Sounds like a clickbaity
thing.
Well,
I know.
Yeah.
But I was like, and I was reading through it, and I'm like, well, let me measure up. So last night, after dinner, mm-hmm. we're cleaning up. Now, by the way, you know how we were talking about it a few weeks ago that we should give chores to our kids? Like, it's very important.
It's good for them.
Right. So now the chore is my kids clean up.
Okay.
So I don't have to do anything now after dinner. So
you don't cook either, so.
You're right. Lexi cooked last night.
Wow.
Okay, so anyhow, whatever. It's awesome. It is so freaking awesome where you can stop eating and then you're just done with everything and you can just, I love it. This is the best ever.
Like a restaurant.
Oh my God, it is like a restaurant. I'll put my dish on the counter. I'll clean off my dish. Anyhow, so now that I have so much extra time on my hands, I was scrolling through and I saw this and my husband was right there and I said, let's see how happy of a couple we are. Because apparently, happy relationships do these 5 things. Are you ready?
Okay.
Now, be honest, Scotty, if you do these too.
Sure.
And play along, 818-2899. Build a mini routine in the morning together. So build a mini morning routine. Happy couples find small ways to spend time together in the morning, even if it's just for 5 to 10 minutes.
No.
Yeah.
I'm out the door at 3:45.
Right. Yeah. That's not possible.
No,
but
never been there.
Right now, it means, like, if you're listening right now, that means set an alarm earlier to even just cuddle for a few minutes in bed before you get out of bed.
I'm
like,
connection.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be so cute?
A little skin time.
Let's just cuddle.
Guys
would probably take it too far.
Yeah,
you can't just cuddle.
Yeah.
Making the bed together, chatting about dreams, or sitting side by side drinking your morning coffee.
Okay, great. Okay.
Okay, next. Fine. So next. We didn't. No. Okay. They send thoughtful check-ins throughout the day. Happiest couples check in with each other. Not too serious or pressing, mm-hmm. but just a goofy meme or just a thinking of you message.
Absolutely.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
I tickle the text. That sounded weird.
See, that's what's going to happen if you cuddle.
Well, lack of cuddling, so I got to throw in some.
Does she reciprocate the text messages, or are you always the one to initiate?
I'm always up before she is, so I'm always ready to send something.
Probably throughout the day, though.
No, I am. She's way busy. But every single morning, I send "Good morning, I love you." Every single morning.
Oh, I love
for
it.
For years now.
You're so cute. Does she respond? Or
no, it's all right.
She's busy. She's got a lot to do. She sees it.
I got a toddler out there at Y Camp, but I got to work. I got to drive to Buffalo.
She appreciates it. Okay, ready? They make time to rest individually. Happiest couples take time to unwind alone after their workday ends.
Absolutely.
Okay, definitely.
Yep, she comes in, the dog greets her, the daughter greets her, and she checks the mail, then gets some food, grabs a soda or something, and then just plops on the couch.
Does she do the "I'm out"? Does she do the "I'll let you go" when you try to talk to her? Okay, so she does that.
Yeah.
Prioritize daily us time. No distraction. No distractions. No phone. No multitasking.
Okay, sounds great. Sounds like a fantastic.
And final one. Okay. End the day with a quiet check-in. Nightly audits to stay emotionally aligned. How's your day? How you feeling? You do that? You don't? Yeah, you got to.
No, I mean,
yeah, it's how's more your like, day? What, no, what's bugging you? Are you having a good day?
It's no? Like asking your kid how was school. That's dumb.
Oh, I do that.
And every day they're like, oh, they won't make.
How was your day? Yeah, we go around the kitchen table and we all do a how was your day?
I'm doing with Ellie best part of whatever. Like, what was the best part of camp today?
Oh, I love that. Okay, we're not talking about Ellie. We're talking about your wife. This is a relationship thing.
No, but in November, it'll be 15-year anniversary. So something's going right. Something's going right.
She just needs a babysitter.
And a cook and a chef. Someone to bring the laundry down, mow the lawn.
No, she needs a big, handsome, strong husband.
Yeah.
Who gives her so much love and affection and attention.
I'm putting it out there.
Well, good job. Okay, so everyone else, there you go. Okay? If you're a happy couple. Can we give a shout out? Can we just take a second to give a shout out to Beth and her dog, Tito?
Yay!
Tito, are you listening right now?
Hey, Tito.
Are you singing along? So you know how everybody thinks their dog is the cutest? And I guess every dog does something really cute.
Yeah.
What is that for your dog? 818-2899. Because Beth, who actually is going to come in a couple weeks for live audience Thursday.
Oh, cool.
She sent me a video right after we got her on the schedule and everything. I was talking to her. Funny lady. She's so fun. But she goes, oh my gosh, I forgot to send you this video. She sent me a video. Mm-hmm. Of Tito, what he does while he listens to our show.
Really?
Her dog.
Okay, play it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He sings along.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Isn't this so funny?
I love that.
Oh, she says all the time. She turns on the radio. She turns on the radio, turns on the buzz. There goes Tito.
Dog starts singing. That's awesome. I wish my dog would talk. I love talking dogs. I'm trying to get Ellison. Madison. Ellison's the daughter. Madison's the dog. To say, I love you. I want to get my dog to say, I love you.
And I
get her to bark if I stand in my basement stairs and look up at her. And she gets all excited. I'm like, no. And finally she's like, ruff. And then she'll be, I'm like, yes, good dog. She kind of winds down.
Do you treat her?
Yeah.
Is that how she's motivated? By treats or by...
You know what? She really doesn't care for treats.
Oh, okay. So then you have to find what motivates her and then reward her with whatever that is.
I'll give her a face rub.
Yeah.
Be a good girl.
Okay, that's good. Good girl. That's good. She just said she's a good girl.
What's your trick your dog does?
I think, let's see, if I had to pick one, it would be put your toys away.
Oh my God, that's a great trait to have. Yeah.
That's the first thing I taught my dog.
Wow.
Forget the sit, forget the paw, forget this handshake or whatever everybody teaches their dog. Put it away, put it back. Put it back.
So what did you do? Did you reward with a treat or something?
Yeah, he's very treat driven.
Oh, really?
But he'll pick up his toy, look at me, and then walk it over to the little basket I have with all his toys, and he puts it in.
That's so cool.
But then sometimes he gets too excited where he drops it out of the basket.
No.
In this house,
in the basket. Or it's going in the trash.
In the basket. Right. I'll threaten you.
I had a dog that on command, he would sneeze.
Wait, what does that mean when dog sneezes? It means something. What does it mean?
That they're blowing snot out of their nose?
No, they're trying to tell you something. But okay, so your dog, you taught it how to sneeze, or?
Yeah, I sit, all right, and then I just like boop, I touch his nose, and he go, choo, and I grab him a treat.
Okay, so you
I would say the word sneeze. Yeah. Well, he did it once. I'm like, oh, you sneezed. I'm like, do it again. And he did.
That's
so
almost cruel.
No, I didn't. I don't punch him in the face.
Well, I don't know.
I just go. Boop,
it's enough to make him sneeze. Maybe he doesn't like sneezing.
It tickles.
Not everyone's like you. You love sneezing. Not everyone's like that. What Does it mean when a dog sneezes? I wish I typed faster.
It probably just, I don't know.
I think it means they're angry or something.
No. They growl when they're angry.
Oh, this is the way they are excited or playful. It's a way of saying, I'm having fun.
Oh, good. See?
How does someone really figure that out?
See how you tried to spin it negative?
I'm serious. I thought it meant they were frustrated. Somebody told me that.
Okay, so there you go.
Well, yeah. No, it's they're happy. They're excited.
And then my dog loves to stand on its back legs. I think this thing thinks it's human. Like, it's on its back legs half the time. Standing up, dancing, standing up.
No.
Up against you, yeah.
Oh, up against
Paws
you.
Paws up all the time, and sometimes she'll just stand there like...
No! Yeah. So cool.
Yeah, she's always been like that. It's really cool. Well, listen.
See, everybody has their thing.
Go
They'll
Tito.
Talk forever.
Go Tito. Cindy Lauper.
Yeah, you can see him. Like,
you know, she almost matches the actual
yes!
note of Cindy
yes!
Lauper. That's awesome.
I know. Okay.
$1 million Tito there, Beth. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Here we go. Let's do this. Coming up on the show, if you live in Henrietta, you have to call us because Scott and I, both of us were born and raised here.
Yeah.
We're old people. Freaking Scott's having his colonoscopy today. And this we've never heard of, and we think it's the most annoying thing to say when you're in Henrietta. I don't know. I think you do? Don't you?
I don't mind it. I've never heard it yet. I'd never heard it before, so this is all new to me.
Henrietta people, are you offended when people say this about your town? Okay. We'll talk about that, plus a Jerker Justified. Beware of the bottle snatchers.
All right, it's all coming up on The Buzz. You know what the hardest part of today is going to be?
House!
What?
Live audience Thursday. Not because Nick and Carter are coming in, but it's because that Donuts Delight is throwing a couple of breakfast pizzas at us, and I can't touch it!
I know.
Because of colonoscopy.
And you're weak.
Yes,
but
I am.
But you can't eat anything.
I was good. I almost picked a cookie yesterday. I'm like, nope, can't do that. Colonoscopy appointment this morning. Every man should get one, and every woman should get one, according to your doctor, right? Just check with your doctor. I got calls coming in here. Hello, The Buzz, who's this?
This is Beth.
Beth with Tito the dog?
Tito.
Oh, hey!
Yeah, he was just howling as you were playing the tape. He heard himself singing, so he had to sing along.
Oh, he sang to himself.
I wonder if Tito realizes that was him. Himself.
I don't know. I think it could be. He's very self-absorbed that way.
Really? What kind of breed? What's the breed? What's the breed on Tito?
He's a mixed breed.
Uh-huh.
They carrier mix, but I think he's got border collie in him.
Oh,
that's awesome.
He runs and stuff.
Yeah.
But he's little. He's like 15 pounds.
Well, oh, my God.
I am glad Tito was listening. And now, Beth, I don't feel like you've ever called into the show before, even though you said you've been listening for 20-whatever years.
Yeah.
Is this your very first time?
First time?
Yes.
So you have to say proudly.
First time, long time.
Yay!
Give it up for Beth.
Yay!
Yes.
Thanking you.
I love it. Well, we'll see you in Tito in a couple of weeks when you come in to do live audience Thursday, okay?
Oh, you're inviting Tito too?
Yeah, bring Tito with you. I don't care.
Okay.
Tito, you're going to be on the radio.
Yes, maybe we can get him to sing.
Oh.
I'll play a Cindy Lauper song.
He kind of, landslide really gets him.
Really? Landslide.
Okay. or OB commercial.
Oh, God, that's so funny. All right. Thanks, Pat. Talk to you later.
We love you.
All right. Have a good day. Good luck with your colonoscopy.
Oh, God, thank you very much.
Good luck
with
your...
Hope it all comes out all right.
Yeah, it's it. They already did. Don't worry about it.
That's what everybody is saying.
Thank you.
Bye. Did she say that dog sings to the Wegovy commercial?
Oh, yes.
The Ozempic one? Ozempic.
I love how we all talk to our dad. Like, oh, you're going to be on the radio. And
yeah.
She just like, oh, God, love it.
Huh? Okay. 7 o'clock hour on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Scott Spisano here. Sandy Waters over there. And Jillian the intern over there. All hanging out here. Good morning.
Jillian, you don't live in Henrietta, do you?
I don't.
No. Okay. And I'm curious to see if you know of this term. Everywhere I saw where they were posting like pictures and video and news stories, the news stations I'm talking about, about Cheesy Eddie's. And, you know, it was Cheesecake Day yesterday, and there was this huge line formed at Cheesy Eddie's because they were giving out 300 or 3,000 free slices first come, first serve. And everyone, the news stations, were posting, hey, long line on the Jeff. And I'm like, what the? The Jeff?
The Jeff. The Jefferson Road, obviously.
Who calls it the Jeff? I was born and raised here my entire life.
I'll be honest, I've never heard it either. I don't know. I've never heard it. Have you, Jillian?
No, I've never heard of that.
It sounds stupid. Don't do that.
Oh, no, it doesn't sound stupid.
It sounds dumb.
No, I think it's kind of cool. Jefferson Road. It's too many syllables.
Is it? Now, I'd love to give nicknames to everything.
You do.
Is that a nickname that is very common and just us three are in the dark here? 818-2899?
Yeah, is it a locally regional thing that's like within the boundaries of Monroe County? Like, did we know this? I know, like, they call the Frederick Douglass Susan B. Anthony Bridge the Freddie Sue.
Okay, we all know that. Yeah, it's well known. Jillian, did you know that?
No.
That's okay. You just got your license. It's fine. You don't need to.
Yeah, yeah. That's but the bridge that goes over the river over there.
The Jeff?
The Jeff, yeah. What's wrong? Why are you getting
into this? I don't know. It really irked me. It bothered me. Huh. And then everybody, and then I was reading through the comments because I felt, actually, for a moment, I felt stupid. I'm like, wait a minute. How do I not know Jefferson Road is referred to the Jeff?
Yeah, right.
And I'm reading through the comments, and the majority of people from Henrietta who are commenting are like, so angry about the fact that they wrote
the Jeff. They don't like the Jeff. I don't know. Does it not? Doesn't even matter to you? 818-2899. Is it? I don't mind. You know.
It's like if a Latta Road in Greece. Hey, the Lat. I'm going. Jillian, I live off Lat. And then you turn on Fle. And go to Re. I mean, what the hell?
I mean, we're notorious for, like, nicknaming things. And people do it in real life anyways. You get nicknames for everybody.
Do you live on a hole? And then you go to Buh.
What are you talking about?
Holt Road. What would be the name for
Holt? The problem is, Jeff Holt, one syllable. It's got to be like Knickerbocker Road. You're like, we're going to the Bach, you know, or something like that. Okay, hold on.
Well, Latta is too. Okay, so there'll be the La.
Nah. It's got to have more than two syllables.
Okay.
It's got to be three syllables or more in order to hyphen or to make an abbreviation.
So do we abbreviate Ridge Road?
No. The Ridge.
The Ridge.
Yeah,
no, but nobody says the Ridge. You don't go, the mall isn't on the Ridge. No, it's on Ridge Road. Listen, it's Ridge Road. If somebody called it the Ridge, the Jeff.
I like the Jeff. I think hold on, I got a call coming in here.
I just picture this big burly guy with the big beard.
His name is Jeff. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Build-A-Bear Joe.
Hey, Build-A-Bear Joe. What's up?
Do you live in Henrietta?
What's going on? Yeah. No, I don't. But okay. Sandy, I'm going to get you a Build-A-Bear that says the Jeff.
Don't.
And make sure it's a big burly Build-A-Bear with a beard.
A big beard.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of it being referred to as the Jeff?
Yeah, have you ever heard of that?
No, I've never have.
Same here.
It seems kind of silly, but it's not a big deal. I mean, it's... I wouldn't understand as a big build up on the Jeff. I'm like, where the hell is Jeff?
If I owned like a bagel shop and I was on Jefferson Road in Henrietta with 10 trillion other businesses, I'd be calling myself Bagels on the Jeff because it tells everybody where it is.
No, it doesn't tell.
Exactly. Yeah, it does.
Who's Jeff?
Yes, it does.
Jefferson Road is the Jeff. What are you, dense?
If you came in and said, hey, what does that mean? It's on Jefferson Road. And the next time, oh, I know where it is.
Yeah, so you're literally saying the address in the name of your business. I love it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Whoever started it.
Right? Jerk Chicken on the Jeff. It'd be a great little shop.
Jerk Chicken on the Jeff.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
See ya.
Have a great day. He's so jolly. We should call him Jolly Build-A-Bear Joe. So jolly.
I do. I do. And if he's driving on Jefferson Road, Jolly Joe on Jeff.
Jolly Joe on Jeff, right?
Jolly Joe on the Jeff. Whoever started it, I think it's dumb. But.
Okay, Jerker Justified's coming up next. Jerker Jeffified is coming up next. This is what should have been in it, right?
Okay, yeah, that was just a mini trial here. Okay, so now here's the real trial. I saw this on Facebook, of course. This is where we get all the good stuff. Is this happening in Lyons? Beware of the invasion of the bottle snatchers.
Spezzano and Sandy, 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. It's the invasion of the bottle snatcher.
Jerk. Or Justified.
All right, we're deciding the moral compass here in Rochester. If this is your first time listening to Jerk or Justified, this is your time to make your decision, and you can win something, actually, if you're the very first call through. But there's no wishy-washiness here in the courtroom. It's either one or the other, black or white, Jerk or Justified. So I saw this on Facebook. Somebody, I guess this is happening in Lyons.
Okay.
And it says, beware of the invasion of the bottle snatchers. And there's a picture of three people walking in a neighborhood in the street. They will go through your garbage trying to find bottles and cans. This post is only for information. Take it as it is. And then a flood of comments after. And actually, the comments were evenly split.
Yeah.
On social, as far as is that okay or not? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, huh, well, we will come up with the verdict here.
I kind of feel, and you got to call us now, decide whether that is jerk or justified. 818-2899 is the number. I kind of feel if they're not leaving a mess afterwards, if they go picking and they're not stealing things or ruining any property, why not? If you're gonna throw away a nickel, let somebody else get it.
Have you ever done this?
What?
Have you ever done it?
Done what? Bottle snatching from somebody else's garbage?
Yeah.
No, but I kind of feel
Well, just because you answered so quickly and confidently, I thought you were almost defending yourself. Okay, justified.
Oh, no. If my garbage was outside and you came by and picked through it, as long as, you're cool, then you can...
Has anyone ever done that?
No, my garbage is in my garage.
Oh, it creeped me out. There was a guy who did that.
Really?
It creeped the kids out. The kids wouldn't go out and play because they were creeped out by this guy that he would just show up whenever digging through people's garbages. Mm-hmm. And then come to find out he was sitting under a tree. It was a hot summer day under the tree in the front of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I went for a walk.
Yeah.
Intentionally just to check him out. And I'm like, what are you doing? I got to know him and he's like, he's a retired Kodak worker and he does this as a hobby. I go, do you realize you're freaking out the neighborhood? Haven't seen him since. Don't know what happened to him. But
you said that to him?
That he's freaking out the neighborhood? Yeah. Well, I didn't say it in those words. Oh, okay. I said it a little bit. Like, you're making us nervous. Okay. So Jillian, who is here, she's from Mercy High School, shadowing us. What do you What do you say?
Trigger justified.
I've seen it a lot, especially in
the
city.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see it all the time. So just because I see it all the time, justified.
Really?
Yeah.
You're okay with, are your parents okay with them digging through, your mom, is she okay with digging through the trash? Some random dude?
I mean, if it happens, it happens. Oh. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your calls are coming in. You're going to vote Jerk or Justified here on 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or Justified, the invasion of the bottle snatchers.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Tim, what's up, man?
Oh, you know, so technically, if I'm thinking correctly, this could be a two-part question.
Ooh, wow. How's that?
Is it justified to go throw it if your recycling is at the curb?
Uh-huh.
Jerk or justified to go throw it if it's up by the house?
Oh, ooh. God, nobody's going up by the house, are they? Now that's
bold. Oh, Sandy, I see it all the time.
Really?
What? All the time.
So which...
My mom lives in the city over by Dewey and Driving Park.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be surprised how many bottle bums walk up behind people's houses into their backyards.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's illegal. Now you're trespassing. That's that's not even a discussion, right?
I wasn't even thinking like that. Yeah.
No, neither was I.
Yeah, I just know that if it's down by the curb, you know, then you can go through it.
But isn't it still your property?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, it's not. Between the sidewalk and the road is the property of the town.
Yeah, but the tote itself is my property.
No, it's the property of the joint that does your garbage.
No, I'm paying for it. So wait a minute.
You're renting it.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. If I lease a car and my back end is... just like I have company over and the driveway is full, my back end is touching the behind the sidewalk on the other side. Now someone can just dig through my trunk of my car because it's in public property and it's not my vehicle.
It's a stretch, but no.
No, it's the exact same thing.
So are you saying jerk or justified?
He said justified.
Justified down the corner. How about you, Sandy? I didn't get you yet.
I said jerk.
Oh, you did say jerk.
Oh, yeah. It's an invasion of privacy. It makes people feel, the homeowner feel like, I don't know. Nah, it gives me creep vibes.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, your first call through, you're going to see the Prince Experience at the Vine Showroom at Del Lago Resort and Casino.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, stand by. Hold on. I'll get your info. Good morning, The Buzz. Is it jerk or justified to go bottle diving out front?
Good morning.
Hello.
I think it's justified.
Oh, you do too?
Yeah.
If somebody really wants to pick through the garbage, I mean, they must have nothing better to do.
But what about your personal space? That's an invasion of that. I don't want you digging through my garbage. What else are you going to dig out?
What are you hiding in your garbage?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Like, you know, old underwear, a holy sock. Well, I don't know.
Maybe they can sell it online.
Yep.
You know, I feel like anybody, the guy in your neighborhood that's a retired Kodak dude and he does it for a hobby, I think anybody other than that really needs it more than we do. So go ahead and take it. It's fine. You know?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know? I mean, you're going a nickel per bottle. I mean, you need hundreds of them in order to, you know, make it through a day. So, I mean, come on. Let them do it. Jerk. Are totally justified.
What if there's something in there like, I don't know. I don't know what people can find to steal your identity. Maybe there's something. Maybe there's like a, I don't know, junk mail with my name on. I don't know. It's just too much. It's too much.
Okay, all you bumskis, get over to Sandy's house and start going through their garbage. And while you're stealing their identity, make sure you take out another mortgage. Okay, so justified it is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So shocked. So shy. So Handyman John just texted in too.
Oh, did he?
Completely justified.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a landfill grow? I have. The more that can be kept out of it, the better. I used to take brand new things out of the trash while working just to donate. I worked in a very rich area that didn't care about others.
Beautiful.
You rich people don't care.
That's right. You're in your own world.
Wait a minute. How much good stuff do rich people throw in their trash?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Maybe I'm taking a trip to the east side.
East side!
And now that you guys all gave it justification, like, it's justified.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's start digging through each other's trash.
The verdict is... Justified.
Jerk.
Or justified. 98.9
The Buzz. Hey, 98.9 The Buzz. Fiziano and Sandy. Scott Fiziano, Sandy Waters coming up to 8 o'clock. Do you realize I'm just minutes away from being cut off on any food or drink? So my last thing I will do today before my colonoscopy, because I have to stop 2 hours beforehand, is do a shot.
Yeah, I love it.
We're going to do shots at 8 o'clock with our Thursday Live audience.
Great way to walk into a colonoscopy.
Exactly. And speaking of which, your daughter's 21st birthday. Have you booked Vonnie's the Jazz Lounge at New Speakeasy over at, Inn on Broadway? You been over there?
Now, okay, so I know that's not the typical vibe of a 21st birthday, but it's so perfect for Leah. And
First of all,
let me just tell you, I had a moment yesterday with this. Like, you know, we're talking about it. Oh, she's going to be 21. What are we going to do? Family party. What should we get her? But then it hit me yesterday like a ton of bricks where it's like, oh, wait, my kid's going to be 21? I think I'm 25.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, I don't know. I had a moment yesterday.
Things will change.
Oh, so... A change meaning
for the good, and also a little. Well, maybe for I don't know. I'm not say bad, but it'll be different because she'll be and as much of an adult as she can be.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so when I called Vonnie's, because I was like, this is kind of a cool vibe, jazz loungy thing.
It just opened. It's like a speakeasy at the Inn on Broadway. Yeah, yeah.
Craft cocktails and whatever.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When I called, and it is very intimate, and they did just open. So when I called and I said, I don't know, how do I make a reservation? And the one woman was like, and this was like 2 days after they opened. She's like, oh, you know what? We're not taking reservations right now, but we might just call back. And I go, well, when do I call back? And she goes, well, you could call every day if you want. I go, you want me calling you every day?
Got any openings yet?
Yeah.
Got any openings yet?
I know. I'm like, I can't be that person. So I waited a day. Uh-huh. And then I called again. So it was like every other day.
What you got to do, Ann, is slide over there after work someday and slip her a 20 like old school.
Oh, I should.
Hey, how you doing?
Anyone
you got
been?
Any room for us tonight? Huh?
Hey, I'm Italian.
I got calls.
Let us in.
818-2899.
Hey, it's Tom Sandy. It's Laura Eldridge from the Inn on Broadway. How are we doing?
Hey! Inn on Broadway.
First time, long time,
by the way. Yes, here we go. I knew this. Yay! I love this.
Yay!
Now, you're in the restaurant business, so you must be like up late and never get a chance to listen.
That is somewhat true, yes. Or maybe sometimes I'm still awake from the long nights at Vonnie's cleaning up after everyone has a great time.
Well, we do have a podcast, so you can listen at any time, whenever you can. But we were just on the air talking about how my 21-year-old, well, she's going to be 21 on Monday. Her vibe, I think, for her 21st birthday, which is so not traditional 21st birthday, but would be like the Vonnie's vibe.
Yeah.
Intimate, hidden, vintage vibe.
It is. Yeah, we do have a very intimate space and not a lot of capacity in there to have a big group of people.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of what makes it unique and awesome, because the vibe in there is just very relaxed and...
Very
and
chill.
Speakeasy-ish and cozy and warm.
Like, this is like secret room behind a bookcase kind of joint, right?
It is. Yes, there is absolutely a secret entrance. It's like a puzzle to get in. You got to figure out how to get the door open.
That's cool.
Oh, God, don't do that. I'm not going to be able to get in.
What time do you guys open? Does this place... I want to come... Like, I'm an early nighter guy. Do you guys open like...
Well,
he's old.
Yeah. Lucky for you, we are open right now Thursday through Saturday, and we do open at 4 p.m., so you can come on down for a little happy hour cocktail.
Listen.
We start having live performances usually at 5 p.m.,
nice.
So you can get a nice little early cocktail, little entertainment, and get home and go to bed.
You got to figure out the doorway first. Hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you. Thanks for giving us a little ribbon.
Of course. Hope to see you guys.
All right. See you over at Bonnie's over on Broadway. That's very cool. Thanks, Laura. Yeah. Talk to you
later.
Tell
everyone
we said
hi.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so we got the live studio audience coming up.
Wait, you didn't let me ask her if she could get me in. You're like, I gotta go. I'm like, wait. Hey, call back. Can I get in? All right, buzz shots. We're doing buzz shots with, how old are you, Carter?
Nine.
A 9-year-old.
Awesome.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is great radio right now.
I got 2% milk or whole milk. Which one do you want?
Spezzano.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh. Here it is. It's Thursday. Live studio audience. Let's do the chant, everybody. Here we go. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday's live. Woo! Let's survive. Sip it up and raise them high. Buzz fans here. Reach the sky. Here we go. Shot. Yeah, Nick and Carter are here, the famous contestants that always participate in Jerk or Justified when they're driving in the morning. Especially during school days and stuff. What's up, Carter?
Definitely part of the Buzz fam.
Bring your mic right up to you like this.
Now, this is really just... This is just water. What is it? What did you put in here? One of the ice water thingies.
Zero protein.
Yeah, yeah, it's a sparkling ice black raspberry, zero sugar. Now, so, cheers.
When your teacher says, when you go back to school, and your teacher says, what did you guys do over the summer? Don't you be saying I went on Spazano and Sandy and did shots, okay?
Make sure you say you went on Spazano and Sandy and did shots.
And then the teacher's going to call your dad and be like, what's the deal?
Child Protective Services are on the way.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
So, Carter, how old are you?
9.
9 years old, huh? You always chime in when we do Jerk or Justified. So, once you guys found out that once school was over and we had a slot, we wanted you guys to come in and do Thursday Live.
How's
that
sound?
Pass the mic over to your dad. Yeah, there you go. You can move it. It won't hurt anything. Yeah, there you go. Nick, tell us about yourself.
Oh, wow. Is this a dating profile?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm married to his mother. No. Just basically been in Greece for going on 14, 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Get a little closer.
Fellow Greaser. Love
it. Yeah, but grew up out in Wayne County. That's where I grew up.
Oh, okay. So you're east side, west side.
Yeah.
So you're hybridized. What do you do for a living? I don't think I've ever asked you.
So I work for the... Veteran and Military Crisis Line, which is 988.
Yes, absolutely.
You dial 988, press 1, you get the Veteran and Military Crisis Line.
Absolutely. So that's what you do, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I don't think we ever knew. I've never asked.
I know. Wow, we're terrible friends. And then we call them family. We don't even know what they do for a living. It's horrible.
Well, we'll get to know them
this
hour.
We're like the distant cousins that no one talks about, or everybody talks about, no one likes.
Yeah, or you just see on holidays.
Yes.
All right, we'll come back in just a few minutes. We've got...
Okay, we're going to play this game.
Yeah.
It's now, Carter... this is the only time. This is a lot of the only time you're allowed to do shots here in the studio. Okay.
And lie.
And it was just water.
Yeah.
And now the next thing that we're going to do, we're going to play a game. We're going to have a listener call in, and we want you to maybe or maybe not, but we're all going to lie. Somebody's going to lie. Two people are going to lie. One person's going to tell the truth. And the listener has to decide which person is telling the truth, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Very good.
Sounds good. And we will take your call right now at 818-2899 for tickets to Train in concert at CMAC on the 8th of August. 818-2899. Hello. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sue.
Hello, Sue. How are you? What's
going
on?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, good. We're going to have some fun today.
So now the Buzz Fam is in the studio because it's live audience Thursday. Sue, if you ever want to pop into the station on a Thursday, let me know.
Yeah.
But we
got
to...
No, you know why? Because we get breakfast pizza and stuff from our good friends at Donuts Delight.
Yeah. Love Shout that. Out to Donuts Delight. We love them and appreciate them. Okay. So this is the game and you're going to win no matter what, but which one of us is telling the truth? So one of us... Scotty, Nick and Carter, or me, one of us brought in an item from home. Now you have to decide which one. So we're going to try to convince you. Each one of us is going to try to convince you that we have the item.
Yeah.
But really, only one of us does. Okay.
So you try to sniff us out. Okay.
The rules of the game are you have a total of three questions to ask. And then only one person is able to answer each question. So when you ask the question, tell us which person has to answer it. Okay. Does that make sense? And then you make your guess on who is telling the truth.
Who goes first? You want Carter to
go
first?
Yes. Okay, let's start with you. Guess.
Can you tip your mic straight at you? Right straight at your mouth, like this. Like an arrow. There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Dad will help you. Okay.
All right.
So what did you bring in, Carter?
A blonde wig.
Yeah, I noticed that.
A blonde wig.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A blonde wig.
Uh-huh.
All right, Scotty, what did you bring in?
I brought in one of my 3D printed fidget toys.
Hmm. Okay. And
Sandy just gives me this eye roll.
I'm never giving you another 3D print ever again.
And by the way, I did get Carter a dragon today, so have fun with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I brought in a tackle box.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so now you have three questions.
Like Sandy's ever been fishing.
Okay, ask your question.
Okay, who do you want to ask first?
I'll ask Scotty,
yes.
Even though I know you have a little ADHD,
yes.
So you should have a fidget toy.
Of course.
let's see. How long did it take you to make that fidget toy on your 3D printer?
This was an hour and 20 print. It's just a tiny little thing. See it? It's right here. Just a tiny little clicky, squeezy, rolly thing.
Carter, what did he just play with? Those are his keys.
Mm-hmm. How do you know? How does she know?
Yeah,
those
are his keys. Lying! Okay.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not
lying. Question number two?
Now, Carter.
Yeah?
Where did you get the wig from?
I bought it during Halloween time.
Oh, hey. There you go. Looks good on you, too, man.
I don't know.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay.
Halloween costume. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Sandy.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see. How many tools are in your tackle box?
Tools in my tackle box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me see. Let me open it up.
Mm-hmm.
What's considered a tool? Like anything in
Pliers,
the tackle box?
Fish hook remover.
Oh, there's a lot in here.
Yeah.
What I don't know. There's a lot. What would you say?
A lot. Like, that really nails it.
there's probably like 50 to 60 things in here.
She's playing with paper.
I am not playing with paper.
Yeah,
Carter.
And there's no way you can fit 50 or 60 things in a toolbox.
How does this sound like paper, Carter?
Because it sounds like paper. Yeah. Right?
Okay. Right. I think Carter is telling the truth.
You think Carter is telling the truth, okay?
Yeah.
And Sandy and I are fibbing, right?
Okay.
We're fibbing.
All so right. Final answer. Are you sure?
Final answer?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
All right, let's do this. Put a little drama into it. Let me get this up. Okay.
Yep.
Final answer? let's start with me first. I am lying. That means you're good so far.
And Carter?
Okay.
Carter, are you lying or are you telling the truth?
I'm a liar.
Oh, I'm a liar!
Oh, Sarah! Wendy was the one with the tackle box.
How did you not believe me?
Well, because you don't go fishing.
Well, that's a very good point, Carter. Fish. That's why I thought of it.
Yeah.
This is a box. Wow.
I got to tell you, though, this is disgusting. It's my husband's childhood tackle box.
Okay. Oh.
It's disgusting. I got a SpongeBob something. What is this thing called, Carter?
It's a sponge bobber. God. It's a bobber.
Oh, it's a bobber.
Made of SpongeBob. That's awesome.
I've SpongeBobber.
Fake curly tail lures.
Yep, those are white worms that are rubber. And those are what?
Black.
Black rubber worms.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I got a lot in here.
Yeah, she does. Now go wash your hands. Guess what? You got a pair of tickets to see the Train in concert. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
Train is coming to CMAC coming up on the 8th. Yes, August 8th, and you are all set. Congratulations.
Thanks for playing along.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. Can you hold on the line, because I've got to get your information, okay? Stand by. You know, some of the most darkest realities come from cartoons, as quoted by the famous Flintstones series.
Geez. Everybody into the pool. Hey, get me out of here. Wilma!
Sorry, you'll have to wait your turn.
Yeah, my hot take here on 98.9 The Buzz is that if your kid goes swimming, you don't have to take a bath that night.
Okay.
Okay?
Just let that sit there for 1 second.
Come on
with
now.
The hot take, 818-2899, live audience Thursday. Yay. So Nick and Carter are in the studio with us. You can always join us on a Thursday. Just go to 98.9thebuzz.com to fill out the form if you want in. And Donuts Delight, thank you so much to our friends at Donuts Delight for providing breakfast. And can you just say, Carter, what you said to me in the studio, because when we brought in the breakfast pizzas, Carter looked at it and gave his dad this look like, oh my God, I'm not having that.
Right.
I don't like breakfast pizza.
You've never had a breakfast pizza.
I've never had it.
No, you haven't. Right. And then you looked at it and you're like, I'm tempted. And we said, try it. And what did you just say?
I ate it all and it was very good.
Yeah, so then say thank you to Donuts Delight. Say
thank you, Donuts Delight.
Very good. Okay.
You are the actually first breakfast pizza ever.
First right ever. There.
This is something you'll remember the rest of your life.
Right here in the studio.
Go ahead, eat.
Okay, so now, Scott can't
I'm
eat because he's going to have a colonoscopy.
My colonoscopy's at 10:30. I'm like, I gotta eat something.
All right. So now, really, let's be honest. Are you serious when you say instead of
Yeah, the other day we were at my sister-in-law Julie's. It was a kind of combined birthday party for the family, for Julie and my daughter and her daughter. It's like crazy July birthdays. And they were swimming in the pool for hours. And my wife on the way home, she's like, we got to give Ellie a bath. I'm like, no, she's probably cleaner than she's ever been.
No, she's not. A pool does not replace a bath.
It kind of does. What? Thank you, Carter. Yeah, it does kind of does. Yeah.
Nick, kind of does.
What do you say?
I got to go with no. Thank you, Nick. You know, the stuff that you get, you know, you're spitting water in and out if you're going under the water.
Yeah.
Other contaminants in the pool. Other contaminants.
But the chlorine really kills everything. Probably cleans you better than if you were to try to scrubby-dub-dub all your... he agrees. Right?
Okay. Yeah. So now, at first I thought this was just, because you did say this, you made this bold statement the other week, and I was like, no way possible is that really a thing. But then I thought, well, maybe this is a dad versus mom kind of parenting thing. But now that Nick said that he's not even on board.
Yeah, well.
This is just a you and Carter kind of thing.
I don't know, man. Anybody agree with me? 818-2899. I mean, seriously, you think about it. Really, think about taking a bath or shower and immersing yourself in a swimming pool for 2 hours on a Saturday afternoon. Why
do you use soap? Do you throw a bar of soap in when Ellie's in the bath? Well, then no.
Wait,
then
in
it's
the bath?
Not.
In
the pool.
Yeah. No. Well, no. Of course
chlorine
not.
Chlorine takes off all the.
Chlorine kills everything.
That's what you're washing your body of is chlorine.
You're washing your body in chlorine.
No. You get a. Oh my God! Somebody else. There's.
So one 99% parts water to 1% or 0.1% chlorine. It kills everything. It sanitizes the water also. Not only does it sanitize your body, the water is.
If there's a lot of chlorine, if that pool smells like really like strong chlorine, you know what else is in that pool. As Nick says, contaminants.
Yeah, but they're dead. They're dead.
No.
Yes.
That is disgusting. Jillian, who is here shadowing for Mercy.
Come over.
Is swimming in a pool the same as taking a bath?
We got two yeses, we got two noes. What do you say?
No.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's disgusting. Don't you even feel dirty getting out of a pool?
No.
The first thing I'm going to do...
So clean.
I feel clean.
I feel refreshed.
Yeah.
Carter, I love you, kid. And I know you're 9, and I should protect your emotions. But I'm going to tell you, you stink when you get out of the pool, okay?
At least it's a clean stink. It's not like a stink.
It's like a chlorine stink. You like the smell of chlorine?
Yeah, but it's clean stink. It's not a clean stink. It's a good stink. Yeah. Like gasoline.
He's not backing down. Right.
As he mows his second piece of breakfast pizza.
Yeah.
On this National Intern Day on 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Hey, recognizing our Jillian from Mercy. Hey.
Jillian!
Yeah, girl. Yay. Just for that, you'll get a piece of breakfast pizza that I didn't eat.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so Nick and Carter, thank you so much for coming in on Live Audience Thursday.
Yeah, they're doing the honesty box right now.
I know. So they're tasked with, and everybody who comes in the studio, you have to submit one thing that you love about the show,
mm-hmm.
one thing you hate about the show. And when I said that, 9-year-old Carter's face lit up. And then one question that we have to answer with 100% honesty.
Yes, thus the honesty box.
But don't write your name so then we won't know who put it in, okay?
Yeah, we put a bunch of names in there and then we'll pull one tomorrow morning, a little around 8 o'clock or so. Yeah. 8:30, somewhere in that area. And then we'll do the kickoff the weekend. All right.
Now, normally at this time, and I think we're going to kill the bet. I'm kind of offended that there's no rumors going around about us.
Oh, go, Shawty. It's your birthday.
I'm really offended, actually. Don't you want people talking about you? Like in the office, do you want to, Nick, do you want to know when people are talking about you in the office?
I guess my thing is that if you know, it's just like, okay, I see you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, other than that,
Have you ever heard a rumor about Scott Spisano?
I have not.
You know, the beat a dead horse thing is really prevalent.
We're done.
Like nothing. It's just like she just keeps pounding it in. It's like my God.
I wanted people to show up with their rumors and then we say if they're real or not. But nobody's coming to the table with anything.
Not everything is jerker justified, Sandra. Okay, it's coming up on the commercial free 98. Thanks, you guys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
thank
love you. Enjoy the rest of your summer, Carter. All right, we'll see you guys when you call in for Jerker Justified, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, Commercial Free 98 is next.
Got something to share with Spisano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.